South Korean conservatives hold drive-through anti-government rallies. By BenQ on October 10, 2020. Conservative groups in South Korea found innovative ways of dodging a ban by the country's left-wing government on public protests amid the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Thousands took to the streets on Friday to mark commemorative Korean Alphabet Day, known locally as Hangul Day. Security forces deployed hundreds of buses and around 11,000 police on Friday to cordon off Gwanghwamun Square in central Seoul and survey nearby areas to prevent anti-government activists from holding large-scale rallies. As part of the strategy, the government also pledged to pursue compensation from participants if it led to a spike in cases. Demonstrators still managed to hold small-scale protests and press conferences in downtown Seoul on Friday, where they criticized President Moon Jae-in. Some protesters also held drive-through rallies in southern parts of the city. Although they were subject to restrictions such as a ban on the lowering of car windows and the chanting of any slogans. According to the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency, 1,220 rallies were reported citywide on Friday. Among the groups protesting was the Sarongjel Church and the anti-abortion civic group K Pro-Life, both of whom held press conferences in front of the Independence Gate in Sodaemun-gu to attack the government's proposal to ease abortion restrictions until the 14th week of pregnancy. Abortion would also be legal until the 24th week of pregnancy depending on the woman's health and socioeconomic status. The government's approach to banning rallies has sparked criticism among the country's conservative opposition. Representative Bae Joon-young of the Conservative People's Power Party described it as unconstitutionally stubborn for the Moon administration to block out the voice of his opponents using the excuse of COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus. Ruling Democratic Party politicians defended the government's crackdown, arguing that preventing a further spike in coronavirus cases must be their priority. "We must not be protecting or favoring those forcibly running illegal protests," party spokesperson Choi In-ho in an address Friday. "People will not just sit and watch if there is any political protection for those forcibly running rallies and disrupting virus control efforts." With a population of close to 52 million, health authorities have recorded under 25,000 cases and 428 deaths, one of the lowest per capita death rates worldwide. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.